Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Jay McGarrigle is back with us from Webwise, and we're taking a look at the various social media platforms that young people are using. Now, you might be familiar with some of them, like Instagram, you might use it yourself. We discussed that last week. TikTok is one that everybody seems to be into at the moment. And I have seen quite a few TikTok videos, but I'm not on it myself now. I wouldn't know where to start. So can you explain about TikTok?
So TikTok is, again, another one of the most popular platforms with teens in Ireland. And really, it exploded during COVID. Actually, it became really, really popular then with a wider, broader audience, not just teens. Essentially, it's an online entertainment platform. You can create your own videos, watch content created by others, edit video, use different effects, stickers. And what Irish teens like about this is they like the short form videos and really use this as a way of consuming entertainment. And, you know, for a lot of teens, they watch TikTok instead of, you know, terrestrial television or Netflix. And they like following the creators online and really do see it as an entertainment platform. The age restrictions are it's for 13 and over. And some of the, I suppose, steps TikTok have taken in terms of providing extra protection, accounts for users under 16 are set private to default. Only someone the user approves can view or comment on their videos. They cannot direct message. Their accounts are not suggested to others and their videos cannot be downloaded. And for 16 to 17-year-olds, there's other features that have enhanced privacy settings. So many features set off by default unless the user actively decides to enable it. And under 18s are not able to live stream and do not have the ability to access any of the gifting features. And I think one of the things about TikTok or any of the other platforms, I suppose, is the algorithms. These are quite powerful and can serve up lots of different content based on our own interests. There are ways of kind of taking back control of that. You can decide whether you want to allow comments on videos, followers, or restrict them. If you don't like a video, you can press long press on that video and tap not interested, and you'll see less of that content. And you can use keyword filtering along with the ability to refresh the algorithm as well. Those are things we would encourage teens and parents to familiarize themselves with. There's also a family parent feature. So this allows parents to customize their teen safety settings. It allows a parent to link their own TikTok account to their teens and to set controls. So some of the features include screen time management, how long your teen can spend on the platform, restricted mode, keyword filtering, restrict you can send messages to the account or switch off direct messages altogether, and, you know, decide whether teens can search for content or not. And these features are really brilliant, but in terms of, it's really important to have conversations with your child or with your teen about the expectations around getting any social media, and also the idea of kind of striking a healthy balance with what types of content we're consuming online. There's lots of different things we can consume online, and there's lots of passive ways we can spend our time online. And so spending hours on end watching short videos on any of the platforms isn't going to be the best way to spend our time. But there's other ways we could be spending our time online. Like, let's say if we're watching video tutorials that we might learn something, you know, learning to play the piano or something like that. That can be really useful and a really good way to spend our time online.
I guess so there's really so important. Many TikTokers now in the world who are making a really good living, aren't there? There's money to be made as a TikToker. So I guess there's an appeal there for young people who think they might start creating the content themselves and might be able to make a lot of money.
Oh, this is a real aspiration for some young people. You know, it is seen as a career option now, or, you know, an option for teens to do. And not only creators, gamers, there's all sorts of kind of opportunities available to them. And this would be appealing to some people. So again, we would encourage parents to have those discussions with their teen online around expectations, around balancing their time online, around the commercial pressures of it, particularly when we're following different creators and they can be promoting different products that we do have a critical eye over that. We do understand the role of creators, I suppose the limitations of that as well.
Jay McGarrigle there from Webwise, talking us through the various social media platforms that teens are into, and TikTok is certainly way up there. Thanks so much, Jane. We'll have a look at your website there, webwise.ie.
This is a parent's guide to social media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasún na mBian, with the television licence fee.